The Innerbell Neighborhood Stories Project collects stories from residents who lived in the neighborhoods that were removed by the construction of the Innerbell Freeway in Akron. This project is part of the City of Akron's efforts to transform the decommissioned section of the Innerbell Freeway and to document a part of Akron's history that has been largely missing to date. I'm Roger Riddle, and in this segment, we hear from Bishop Joey Johnson, the founder and senior pastor of Akron's House of the Lord Church, as he shares what it was like in the buildup to the construction of the Innerbell, how some homes right on the edge of the construction didn't get purchased, and for those families, the house became a financial liability instead of an asset, and how the loss of homes affected the ability to generate wealth for the people who lived in the neighborhood. Planning for the Innerbell Freeway began in 1962, and construction began in 1970 and continued until the mid-80s. I asked Bishop Johnson how he remembered the mood of his household during the time leading up to the construction of the freeway.
Disruption. Something's getting ready to be disrupted here. Waiting. What's going to happen? When is it going to happen? What's going to take place? There was a sense of opportunity. They're going to come. They're going to take our house. They're going to give us more money than it's worth. We're going to get a chance to move out of here. There's an opportunity. And then disappointment when we recognize that evidently this is not going to happen for us. It's happening for various folks, but it ain't happening for us. So what are we just going to be left down here? And that's essentially what happened. They cut it off in a particular way and just left this neighborhood, part of it, just sitting there. So it was very disappointing. I was like, that's it? I mean, is it over? Yeah, it's over. The Innerbell's done. They don't have any offers for you. You're not moving. So what are we doing? We're staying, I guess. And that, not only that, at that particular moment, your house has no more value. So it's not like you're going to sell it to somebody, because who wants it?
As a result of the Johnson's home losing most of its value, the home became a financial liability for the family. Bishop Johnson explained his father's efforts to salvage what he could of the home.
He ended up refinancing several times. There was no out. He wasn't getting out. And what eventually happened was my father died. My mother was left there. It was a two-story home, and she was getting older, couldn't handle it, the steps and whatever.
And once his mother moved from the home, his brother stayed there for a while. However, what should have been considered an asset to help the next generation begin their life with a firm foundation to grow upon was instead just handing off expenses from one family member to the next, with no expectation that the house would begin to regain its value.
The house is the basis of wealth accumulation. Yet, African Americans, because of these kind of things, have no ability to get a house because of the impact of these situations across time on our wealth accumulating ability. So we're always playing catch up. We're always just trying to survive. We're never thriving. We are never out in front. We're always trying to play catch up. And that's all because of these things like here.
And of course, with businesses closed and families moved away, the neighborhood was a shadow of its past at best.
It pretty much gutted the neighborhood. It just killed it. That's what it did. It killed it. It was like many people did move out. Those that could move, moved, even if they didn't receive anything from the government or from the city, they moved anyway. They probably saw the handwriting on the wall, decided, let's get out. Some of us couldn't get out, so we're stuck.
The section of the Innerbell Freeway, immediately adjacent to downtown Akron, was decommissioned in 2016. And Mayor Horrigan worked with the Ohio Department of Transportation to make sure the land was returned back to the city for public use. Now discussions are beginning about what can be done with the site that creates opportunities for residents of Akron while also helping to heal wounds created at the expense of the freeway's construction. The Innerbell Neighborhood Resident Stories are produced by me, Roger Riddle. Our executive producers are Liz Ogbu of Studio O and the City of Akron. Our music is by Flaco Torres, with additional sounds by Become Stardust. Special thanks to Summer Hall, Fred Wheat, Dylan Garitano, Mike Meyer, and the Ohio and Erie Canalway Coalition. And a very special thank you to the Reconnecting Our Community Advisory Committee.